All right.
Hey.
Welcome to the third ever Spout
ever.
Podcast at the Well Community Church. My name is Christian, and this is my co-host,
Sarah Wells.
Sarah, how are you doing?
I am doing really well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Loving doing this podcast on our spare time. I think
yes.
This is really fun.
It is really fun. I really enjoy it.
And I'm just really encouraged, Sarah, by the amount of people that are listening, by the feedback we're getting,
mm-hmm.
but even just the people responding with their top threes.
Responses?
We did get some responses, which we'll get to in a second.
Okay.
But as your co-host, I just, you know, was wondering how your week was. Things go well.
It was a really good weekend. It was a busy weekend,
okay.
But very good.
Good.
Do we talk about what I did this weekend?
Why don't we save it for current events? Is
all
that
right.
Fair?
Perfect.
Fair
enough. I will wait.
Because Sarah's got some cool stuff she did this weekend and wants to mm-hmm. chat about it in our current events, possibly things for you as a family to do this weekend. But right now, Sarah, I want to get to some feedback, some top three that we kind of got into a little bit last week with
mm-hmm.
Brian File talking about Neighborhood Thrift. And along with Neighborhood Thrift, we talked about our top three favorite things to basically buy at a thrift store. Do you remember
yes.
this?
Yes. Oh, I remember.
Do
well.
Do you remember what your number one was?
T-shirts.
T-shirts. It was t-shirts. Mine was tank tops.
Tank tops.
Yes.
Right.
And I don't remember what Brian's was. I think he said flannels, actually.
Yes, flannels. Because he can only find XXL flannels.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, so we've got some people who emailed in with their top three. So
mm-hmm.
I'd like to start out with, this is actually a mom of a junior higher that's in the junior high group. She's super cool. Her name is Julie Thornton.
Awesome. Thanks
Thornton.
For responding.
Yes. Julie is awesome. And she wrote number three. Okay. Number three is snow clothes or snow boots. And then in parentheses, she goes, kids grow fast. So it's a good way to save money.
Yeah.
So Julie's all about, you know, saving a buck here and
that's
there.
That's great.
Her number two was jeans. Everybody loves another pair of jeans.
Sarah, ain't that the truth? Oh, that is so true.
Amen.
Amen.
And her number one is, this is odd, but very specific, and I kind of like it. Her number one was red shoes. She
oh.
says, I have a thing for red shoes.
Awesome.
There you
know,
go.
Who doesn't need a pair of red shoes?
Yes. Now, she had a little thing underneath all of this, and she
oh.
said, this year, I also made a little New Year's resolution. I wanted to see if I could go all year not buying anything new, but go to the thrift store for a need.
Wow.
It has curbed my shopping, and I only bought two things this year. Thrift stores have it all. A little go green thing, too. Recycle and reuse.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm actually, this may make people not listen, but I'm actually all about going green, all about recycling.
You're from the coast.
I am from Santa Cruz, and there's a little bit of some liberal roots there, and you just kind of learn about recycling and that kind of stuff. Are you a recycler, Sarah?
I am. I do recycle.
Now I'm going to read some more top threes. Another top three that came in is from a man named Wes Crockett. Wes is a friend of mine who's been listening. Now, Sarah, my friends are listening. Are your friends listening?
Well, I hope so.
Okay.
I'm telling them to listen.
All right. Well,
friends, listen.
Here we go. Wes's top three are in this order, okay? Number three, prizes for junior high students. That's
oh,
pretty good.
Yeah, that's a really
Wes
good
Wes does help out in the junior high group.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Wes says that a thing to buy at a thrift store that he would love is furniture.
Yes.
And number one, I think this is more of a joke, but I did chuckle when I read the email. Underwear.
I hope that's a joke.
Actually,
I
if
hope.
You've ever volunteered at the thrift store, they have a gigantic bin that when clothes get donated, people are dummies and they donate underwear. And so there's this giant bin at the warehouse for the thrift store that you throw people's underwear into.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
And it's awful because you're the one sifting through the clothes and you literally have to pick the underwear up
yeah.
with poo stains on it and all and then toss it into the bin. And it's horribly disgusting. Wes also added, he goes, okay, so I've never bought any of these from a thrift store, but I might someday, minus number one. So it was
gotcha.
A joke.
There was a time where I volunteered at the thrift store with my life group last year, and we found, I think it was Teletubby costumes. I think that was the best thing.
Sarah, were you? I feel like we're the same age. What year did you graduate?
05.
05. I graduated in 05. When I was growing up, like, Teletubbies were huge. Like, Teletubbies were after Barney, like post Barney, yeah. And they were the biggest thing on PBS.
Were you into Teletubbies? No, I was more Disney Channel girl.
Okay, but when I got older, the coolest thing to do was make fun of the Teletubbies.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah.
I probably could still sing the song. I will spare you, but I think I could.
Well, we got another email from someone named Steph Hahn.
Okay. I know Steph.
You know Steph?
Hi, Steph. I know Steph.
First, hi, Dad. Now this week it's hi, Steph. Great. Sarah's Steph all about Hahn. The shout-out.
Well, Steph actually just got married. Her new last name is Pugh.
Why is it under my phone as Steph Hahn?
Because that's her maiden name.
That's right. But it is Steph Pugh. I know that. She's married to Rob Pugh.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
Totally. Well, here's what Steph's email is. I'm sorry, Steph. Please still be my friend. So she says, hey, Christian and Sarah. I'm reading it as though how they would type it. Hey, Christian and Sarah. Hope you're having a splendid week. I listened last week and was surprised that only one girl wrote in to win free stuff. I'm emailing to represent the ladies. The top three things I fancy at thrift stores.
I like it. I like you, Steph.
So number three, we'll go down. Number three is, I hope this is in the right order, but maybe it's in the opposite order. Number three is dresses. A lady has to look her best. I am cheap. What can I say?
Nice.
Number two are necklaces. She says, I have some pretty awesome and unique necklaces that I scored from thrifting. It's like grandma's treasures.
Yes, I have gone through my grandma's jewelry box and they're awesome, awesome things.
If you've ever been to a thrift store, honestly, I'm not into jewelry or anything, but they have some awesome jewelry. And I've heard that people go to thrift stores, buy it, and then pawn it off or sell it at their own garage sales for more. I know it's crazy.
I'm not sure if that's allowed. Is that...
You didn't hear it here at the Spout Podcast. All right, let's get to her number one, okay? Her number one is jackets. Okay. At Neighborhood Thrift, I scored three for $7 at the bag sole. Let me read that again because it's actually really funny at the end here. She goes, jackets. At Neighborhood Thrift, I scored three for $7 at the bag sale. And then there's a period, and then she said, winning.
Is that how she said it too? Winning.
Well, that's kind of like Charlie Sheen-esque. So winning. I don't know. I'm not
very
Charlie
good.
Sheen.
That was a very
she said,
good Charlie Sheen.
Take you.
Hmm.
I am pretty
Christian
awful with reading the emails today.
Is having
Maybe
a hard time
read
reading today.
She said, take care, you guys. Loving the spout casting, Steph Pugh.
Spout cast. Yes. I like it.
We got two more emails to get to. And one of the not this person, but the following person actually will win a $5 gift card to Starbucks. And awesome. We'll kind of do this every week. We'll say, hey, if you're the first person to email in your top three, you'll get some Starbucks. But we did
or
get a little
maybe
feedback.
The grind.
Or maybe the grind or Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
However, I'm not a big fan of Jamba Juice. I worked there. Didn't love it. So anyways, let's get to some feedback. A guy named Jeff Kruger, who works at the Well.
Woo-woo.
He's our operations director. Maybe we'll get him into the spout casting
Yeah,
someday.
He's pretty funny.
He is a really funny guy.
That's
if you don't
awesome
know Jeff,
jokes.
He makes me laugh. He wrote, feedback on the spout. Good radio, podcast, chemistry, period. Then he said, I don't know how in the world yellow cake is your favorite frozen yogurt topping. We may need to psychoanalyze that at some point and put that in your annual review. So thank
Minus
you.
Minus points for the yellow cake.
But Jeff Kruger is funny because he listened to the very first podcast, mm-hmm. and I talked about how my number one favorite topping on ice cream was yellow cake.
Yes.
I stand by that decision. Put it in my annual review, Jeff. I dare you.
He just punked him. You couldn't really see it because this is just audio, but he just punked him.
Yes. So last one, and this will go to the winner of the $5 to Starbucks. Thank you for the drum roll, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Jeremiah Spears.
Woo!
I genuinely believe Jeremiah Spears is our biggest fan because not only is he waiting by the computer to click refresh every 5 minutes so that but he is an avid emailer. He loved the choice in music last week. Also, he wrote in this week with his top three and he says, you guys are great. Really funny. Jeremiah is the kind of guy that does a lot of exclamation points afterwards.
Yes.
So he goes, you guys are great. Really funny. Exclamation.
Yeah. Maybe we can have him in here and we
I
can
would
also
love
interview
to have him.
Him
in here.
Yes.
He is a really funny guy. He will make you all laugh. But his basically three things to buy at the thrift store that he would love. Number three, always is, I think this is great, is records. I totally left that off my list. Records are awesome. Number two, sports stuff. Okay. So, and I agree with that because I bought a golf club at the thrift store.
Nice.
I know you're into the sports stuff.
Totally. So. I'm totally into the sports stuff, obviously.
And number one, which is something I feel like a lot of people love at the thrift store, are books, for sure. So, Jeremiah, thank you for adding in your top three. That's very helpful.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you, everybody. Along with the top threes, we just want to do a bit of housekeeping. Where to find the Spout podcast is at thewellcommunity.org. You can find us on the front page, download the first two podcasts, or listen to the third one, which we're recording right now. Something I did want to bring up, Sarah, is just the regularity of the show. People are wondering, when is the show going to basically air?
Everyone's been asking, everybody at the well,
4,000 people are like, when is the podcast gonna be on the air? And so I've kind of got an answer, and Sarah and I are going to really try and record this on Monday after the sermon. And then from Monday, we're basically going to, I'll try and turn it around in my spare time as fast as possible and get it on the website by Tuesday or Wednesday.
You better.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. But as we mentioned last week, we're going to be interjecting these breaks with some music. And this week's music is by a band called Lakes, who I love. So we hope you enjoy them throughout the show. When we get back, we'll do some sermon feedback.
Like gold and silver set on broken ground, yeah. And I was frozen in a stare. Well, she said, boy, life ain't living if you don't breathe the air. So I said, well, don't go anywhere when you're down and broke. Well, I'll
all right, we are back, and
hello.
Right now we're going to do some sermon, basically feedback, and Sarah, did you listen to the sermon this past Sunday?
I did.
Sarah, I really enjoyed this sermon. I really did. I usually enjoy always when Jared teaches.
Yeah,
I
think Jared's great.
He's a great teacher, and Jared Rumley is also, he used to do youth ministry.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we can just relate on that type of level. Mm-hmm. And do you remember that story he shared about in the very beginning about youth ministry?
Yes, I do.
Just a recap, basically. Jared talked about loving the city and what that looks like for us here in Fresno and why it's so difficult for us to love the city, and talking about the context of Jonah, where we kind of see God loving these people that are hard to love. Mm-hmm. And Jonah is kind of like, I don't love these people the way you do, God. And God kind of poses that question that Rick posed the first week of Jonah. Jonah's basically saying, God's basically saying, I love these people, Jonah. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
And so did you get that kind of vibe out of the whole sermon?
Yeah, definitely. And thinking about loving the people of, like, made me think, like, do I love the people of Fresno enough to share the gospel with them and to share, you know, go out of my way to show them Christ's love?
Absolutely. And Jared had shared this story about being in youth ministry, and just there were some kids that were really tough to love.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had, his heart was really hardened towards them until kind of this one day they heard a message from a teacher that kind of gave the gospel in a sense. And at the end of it, these kids just broke out into tears, and Jared's heart just was open for them.
Yes.
And he just began to love those students. And honestly, like, I have many times before been in situations where I don't love some students sometimes. They just are hard to deal with, but you just see God working in their life and your heart just breaks for them. And I guess the question I felt like I was getting, I don't know if Jared said this, but does my heart break for the people of Fresno? And what am I going to do about that? Did you kind of get that feel?
Yeah, well, I even got there's people in my life where I will avoid because it's, I There are people I know, they need to hear the gospel, they need to hear about Christ, and they need to like have hard questions asked of them, but I just don't want to, because I know, oh, this is going to be a really hard discussion. Yeah. I don't want to talk about this, but absolutely, really, I do love them and I do want them to know, and it's worth having a hard discussion.
I think what's interesting, and we talked about this a bit in the junior high group, is that a lot of people may look at this Jonah series and think, what is God calling me to, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe right now you don't have a calling towards anything huge, you know what
I mean?
Saving
the world.
Yeah, but I believe that as a believer, we constantly have two callings, and that's mm-hmm. to love God and to love others.
Yep.
And I believe that for me personally, loving God has kind of not necessarily, I don't want to say easy, okay? But I feel like it's just been a, for the last couple of years, it's been something. I love God. I love the word. I love getting into the word. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I think I have a harder time with, which is something he's been calling me to even before this, but since the day I said I dedicate my life to you, God, is to love others. And mm-hmm. I really feel like that's difficult to do, especially in my own neighborhood. And I shared that the very first week, but just it's fairly hard and uncomfortable to talk with my neighbors. And do you have neighbors that are just difficult to talk to?
Maybe not physical neighbors, but like,
I mean physical neighbors.
I haven't really talked to a bunch of my neighbors. I have a few times, and they seem really nice. And mm-hmm. I guess I need to talk to them more. But I have like the proverbial neighbor, yeah, you know, that absolutely. I need to be talking to. But I totally can relate to you on the thing where, you know, the first couple weeks talking about like, what is your Nineveh?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know if I have a Nineveh.
Right.
Like,
right.
Do I need to go conquer something? You know, it's yeah. kind of, I couldn't really think of a huge, same with like the holy discontent. Like, absolutely. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's true. There are things that we do run away from because they're hard to go through, whether it's a conversation or just dealing with something that you know that you need to turn away from.
Yeah.
It's just tough. And so we run away from them, and they may seem small, but really God is calling us to those things. So
absolutely. And I want to just bring up two things here, if you don't mind. Maybe this runs a little bit longer. Something that I'll just kind of let you podcasters into, and Sarah, you may not know this about me, but my Nineveh, and I this is not a joke, like the last probably month, my Nineveh has been my family. And I know it seems strange, but my family is just, we're a dysfunctional family. I love my family. I love my brother. I love my mom. I love my dad and my brother's wife. Mm-hmm. And we just have a dysfunctional, interesting family dynamic. And God over the last month has just really been pressing on my heart, my wife's heart, to just really, talk to them and confront these issues that you're having. And because I really believe that God is really calling us to have a healthier family. Mm-hmm. And I felt this for a while, pretty much since this series has started. And it kind of all came to this boiling point, this tipping point, when we went on a family vacation together in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yes. And I've shared with you outside of the podcast, and it's been a rough month. It was a really mm-hmm. rough trip in Hawaii, not super fun for me because of our family dynamic. And this past weekend, Lacey and I, that's my wife, we drove to where my brother lives, and we just had a really healthy conversation with him.
Oh.
And this is my brother, sorry. We had a really healthy conversation with my brother, and Lacey and I were able to get some emotional things off our chest and just really approach the situation in a God-honoring way, yeah. in a biblical way. And really, not to go into too much detail, but gosh, it was so freeing. Mm. And there was just a moment where I felt like, God, I now understand, like, when we answer your call, when we do what you're calling us to, like, how good of a feeling it is. And no matter how much we may struggle by it, and no matter how hard it may be, at the end of it all, it just feels so freeing and so good. Yeah. Would you agree with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's so interesting to think about obedience being freeing.
Yeah.
But it's true. When you are, like, doing as God asked you to do, it is freeing mm-hmm. because what he's asking of you is really the best thing for you.
Right. And so I don't know how many listeners we have, Sarah, but I know that there are some people out there that God's tugging on their hearts, whether mm-hmm. it's family, friends, or God may be calling to them something a lot bigger. But honestly, like, coming from someone who has experienced a little bit of this kind of obedience thing, I just really feel like when we obey God, it's probably one of the best things we can do, because the joy I felt and the relief I felt after this weekend is just a huge emotional weight off my shoulders. And yeah. I feel like God gave me that, but first I needed to listen to him and struggle through that.
Yeah, I totally agree.
The second thing I want to talk about, and I'm just not going to apologize for talking because I talk a lot, but whatever. The second thing I want to talk about is when I moved to Fresno, Sarah, I've gotten this feeling, and Jared sort of mentioned it on Sunday, but in Fresno, there's a bit of a stigma with, have you ever heard of the term South of Shaw?
Yes.
I feel like Fresno, Clovis, North Fresno kind of almost has this fear of the South of Shaw. Yeah. And Sarah, I will admit, when I got here, I was really afraid of the South of Shaw. I was afraid of Pinedale, which is what a lot of people said, oh, don't go to Pinedale, you know. And I don't know what it is. Maybe you can tell me what over the years has created the stigma that South of Shaw is not a good place to be. Those people are not, you don't want to be involved in those people.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I used to live south of Shaw when I was younger. I know. It was in Clovis, though. So Clovis is kind of south of Shaw. A lot of it is.
Right.
So, So I live south of Shaw, so I don't really know until I was in high school, and then we moved north of Shaw. Okay. We moved to North Fresno. So that's when I kind of heard a little bit more of it. But
yeah.
I know. I think there's a lot of pride, not good pride in the north of Shaw. But I don't know if we could talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, and I'm not saying it's bad, I don't really think it's – I think it's bad if we treat these people that live south of Shaw as less than you.
Right.
And I don't know. I think it's a much larger discussion, but something Jared brought up, and even Scripture brings it up, kind of – I believe it was in verse 10. God really shows his grace and his love, and if you remember, Jared kind of worked backwards in his talk.
Yes.
And verse 10, I believe, he talked about basically, Jonah was saying, or God was basically saying to Jonah, and I'm totally butchering Scripture here, but he's basically saying, Jonah, I love those people. They are my children. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And God used these words of those and they, and I feel like oftentimes those people that live south of Shaw, those people that maybe live different lifestyles than us, we have a hard time loving. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And whether it's south of Shaw or your next door neighbor, we just have a hard time with people who aren't us. Mm-hmm. And
it's important to know, like, that anyone, whether you're living by, you know, you live in Clovis or Sanger or wherever you live, like Copper River or on the streets, you need the grace of God just as much as the president does. We do. Brad Bell does. We all are equally sinners in front of a holy God. So,
and I think that was, it just really hit me hard this weekend and just started bringing up a lot of people, not only in Fresno, but in my own life, that I'm like, God, I need to work on loving these people more because maybe my family is a small Nineveh for me, but I think the bigger Nineveh is working on that second greatest commandment, which is to love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. And I have a hard time doing that even as a pastor on the Well Community Church staff. And so, that's just me being candid with you, Sarah. Hopefully no one is listening or anything like that.
Right. No, and I agree. There's like, when I was listening last night, especially, like, I've been thinking, wow, there's lots of conversations I do need to have that I just keep pushing off because it's just tough.
Absolutely.
You know? So I was definitely convicted in that area as well.
Well, if you are listening, and you would like to maybe share a story or something that God's tugging on your heart with, please email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook, the Well Community Church Spout Podcast. Like us, and then you can maybe send us a message or whatever that just says, man, this is something I totally agree, or man, I have family things too, whatever that may be. We just love for you to share what God's doing in your life, and we try and be candid here at the podcast, but we also want you out there to be candid with us and just share what God's doing in kind of what is your Nineveh, in a sense.
Yep.
Is that fair, Sarah?
That's great.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and up next, we're going to talk about some current events that are going on in the world, but also things to do in Fresno and some things that Sarah and I did this past weekend.
Yep. All your life is going to be loved in all your pain. And when that broken crown gets in your way, there's gonna be love to help you stand. And when the world lets you down to just more broken ground, there's gonna be love. When I was just 18, my baby.
it straight at me. Yeah, and we found our way right here. And baby, I'll bury my plans and you bury your fear.
All right,
we are back.
And what, who are we just listening to? Remind me again.
That is a band called Lakes. And Lakes is a band I was super into in high school. And they're, if you've ever heard of Watashi Wa, that same lead singer of Watashi Wa.
Okay.
So they are a great band, and that's what we're listening to.
Awesome.
Yes. So let's talk about some current events and some, maybe some things to do this weekend. But before we get into all that kind of stuff, Sarah, we briefly touched on it, but I just want to know what you did this weekend. I kind of shared earlier in the sermon feedback this weekend, I went and chatted with my brother and sister-in-law, and that was a great conversation. Mm-hmm. So I had an emotional filled weekend, but a good weekend all in all. God really was moving this weekend in our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to spend time in the car with my wife, which is super fun. But
car rides really are so great for relationships.
I love it. We listen to podcasts. One of my favorite podcasts is called Film Spotting, which talk about film. My wife, we talk for like half of it, and then I listen to a podcast the other half, and she's like, I hate this podcast. I'm like, I love it, it's the best. So
how nice of her to listen to.
I know, she's super nice. Sarah,
she is.
What'd you do this weekend?
Well, hung out with a lot of really cool people, spent some quality time with some people, and then Saturday night I went to a benefit dinner for something called Camp Taylor, which is a camp for kids with congenital heart disease. And it is an awesome organization, and so there was a benefit called Festival of Hearts, and it was their fifth annual one, and it's led by a girl that goes to the well. Her name is Jocelyn, and I wish she could be here, we could talk about it, but it was
maybe we'll interview her sometime.
That would be awesome. She would love that.
Cool.
It was a live auction, silent auction, and a raffle for a bunch of stuff. And it was really fun live auction with the guy that talks really loudly and yelling and pointing.
Oh, yeah,
and it was
really
fun and entertaining and really delicious food. So that's what I got to do. Camp Taylor, I don't know what the website is, but you can search them if you're interested in donating, or if you know anyone that could benefit from this camp for kids that may not be able to go to camps.
That's like cool that they do that. Just have a benefit and have a dinner and invite people and auctions.
It was fancy.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
Cool.
Really fun. So that was what I did, and did some other stuff, but that was kind of the highlight of my weekend for sure.
This is a tangent a little bit, but this is going to be a long podcast, but if you're listening, I don't think you really care. However, I want to share a quick story. It didn't happen over the weekend because Sunday's technically not my weekend because I work all day Sunday, but it happened last night. Can I share it with
you? I think it counts for other people's weekend.
Okay, yes. So this is what happened on my quote-unquote weekend.
Okay.
Because this past Sunday, so this was yesterday, I was leading junior high group. We have a 5 o'clock service for junior hires.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and another leader named Kevin was there, and we're just going about our service. And about 5:45, while Jared is still speaking on Sunday,
probably closing up the service.
He's closing up. It's quieter, and like I think he's praying. The lights are dim, but there's no worship. I can't hear music at this point, so I think he might be praying.
Okay.
At this point, and so we're in the room, and there's a little hot chocolate area that we have, and I lift up the like lid to the hot chocolate, and out pops this tiny mouse, and I am like freaking out because this mouse
is like. So you're
scared
of mice.
I am definitely scared of mice. This mouse like flew in the air, like had wings or something. It like flew in the air and like jumped on the ground, but I can't say for sure if it hit me, but it definitely like was close to me, like maybe brushed against my shirt, and I was like, ah! You know, like freaked out, and then all the kids freaked out because their leader.
Oh yeah, they're junior hires.
Yeah, and their junior hires and their junior high leader is freaking out, and so I get on top of like the couch, and they're all like, "I gotta do that," and so all these junior hires like get on top of this table or these couches or just above ground.
No, Christian, you know? it is a mouse.
Sarah, I guarantee if I were to put a mouse near you, you'd freak out just as much. So I'm freaking out, and I'm like barking orders at people, and like. The service is still going on, so I'm sure they're hearing everything. And I'm yelling at my other leader, Kevin, get the mouse. You know, me, brave Christian, is not doing anything about it. And I'm like, Kevin, get the mouse. And so he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? And so this mouse crawls into this little tube thing. It would look like the construction plans to like a building or whatever. It's okay,
like
long,
a blueprint thing.
Blueprint kind of thing. And we didn't even think about it to like close it off. But Kevin's like, we'll just jiggle it. The mouse will come out and I'll hit it. I'm like, what are you going to hit it with?
Hit it, like squash it?
Like kill it. And I'm like, what are you going to hit it with?
Mouse guts everywhere.
And Kevin has a Guitar Hero guitar. So he grabs a guitar and he goes, I'll hit it with this.
Wow.
Yeah. So he picks up the tube, we'll call it. The mouse. This is literally 6 feet in the air. He picks it up without the mouse flying out. The mouse finally flies out. It has wings and it jumps out.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
This is the loudest scream because everybody's freaked out at this point. And Kevin lifts it up and the mouse jumps, like flies in the air. And I'm like, oh, God! You know, like, and every other girl and guy in there is freaking out. Sure. The only person on the ground is Kevin. And I'm making sure the junior hires don't get bit by this ferocious mouse who has
with fangs.
He has all these horrible diseases, and I'm freaking out. And then he like flies and runs away, and I'm like breathing hard. And Kevin's like, "It's just a mouse, dude." And I'm like, "No, the thing was crazy, you know."
It was a rodent of unusual size, like from the Princess Bride.
No, but I could swear it had like a devil's tail, where the tail was in the shape of a triangle.
Steam coming out of its ears, turning red.
It was really scary. So a lot of junior hires made fun of me the next day on Facebook. They're like, "My junior high leader's afraid of mice. What a loser! I'm never coming." No, I didn't say that, but.
Yeah, that I actually saw some statuses that said there was a mouse in our room tonight, and our leader freaked out. And they tagged you in it. So
yeah, they tagged
hiding.
Me. So great, perfect. Yeah, so that's my weekend. Thanks for sharing your weekend. I just want to go over some quick current events.
Yeah.
One current event is going on, I feel like, in the world, but also at the Well, is the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yes.
And everyone kind of picks their picks.
Do you have a bracket?
Sarah, did you have a bracket?
Yes, I don't know anything about sports ever.
Me neither. I know a little bit about baseball and football, but nothing about basketball.
Neither do I. But I made a bracket and I'm doing pretty bad, but San Diego might go all the way.
San Diego State University.
Yeah, so they're my number one.
I chose North Carolina and they lost.
I think they lost pretty early on.
They lost this past weekend. Me and Jeff Kruger, me and the aforementioned Jeff Kruger, we are, I believe, in last place. And there's some other people on there. You know, Casey Jackson, who we talk about. I'm not sure if he's actually on there, but just, you know, shouting out to Casey Jackson in a sense.
Our very own Chris Schultz is leading
I believe he's in first place.
Yeah. And we're talking about the Well staff. We kind of all did a pool together.
There's actually some people that aren't on the Well staff that are actually there. And so the NCAA tournament is this big thing going on right now.
March
and so
Madness.
If you have your bracket, hopefully you do well on that. And I'm doing terrible. I'm in last place. Whatever. The other thing I want to mention is, remember last week we talked about Neighborhood Thrift?
Yes, I remember, with Brian File.
Today, Monday, and I believe it will be happening tomorrow as well, there's a Groupon for Neighborhood Thrift.
Oh, what is it?
It's $5 for $15. Did you know this?
No, I did not know this.
Yes,
this
so $5 for $15, and get your Groupon. Do you know what Groupon is?
Get your Groupon.
Get your Groupon.
Get your Groupon.
Do you know what Groupon is?
I do.
Yeah. It's super cool. Groupon.com, Neighborhood Thrift, support them. $5. That's like a bag sale, basically.
That's great.
And you can get red shoes all you want. Okay, Julie.
You can get picture frames, and you get jackets
and tank
flannels.
Tops. Yeah, absolutely.
And tank tops.
Last thing I want to talk about before we interview someone is, as a family this weekend, if you're looking for something to do, I will most likely be doing this weekend, so you might see me, but there is a movie coming out called Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Have you heard of this book?
I've heard
movie? A lot of kids, I would say third, maybe the lowest grade that reads it, fourth grade for sure, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh, eighth, I think high schoolers think it's lame, but they came out these books called Diary for a Wimpy Kid. They're super good books. They deal with this kid in junior high, and he has kind of this bully of an older brother, and they're so funny, and they're super clean, super corny, but it really does depict the life of kind of an unpopular junior higher.
I think we all could relate to that to some degree.
Absolutely. And so if you're looking for something to do with your family or a fun movie to see this weekend with you, by yourself, I go to movies by myself all the time.
Yeah.
So
wait, it's coming out in theaters or it's coming out on DVD?
In theaters.
Okay.
This is number two. Oh. The first one is you can buy a Blu-ray, Redbox, whatever.
I haven't seen okay.
The second one is coming out. It's called Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2. They're super funny. And if you don't catch it this weekend, the Diary of the Wimpy Kid was at the first one was at the $3 theater for like 2 months. So you can catch it there as well. Up next, we're going to be interviewing our friend Cam, and we're just going to be talking about Discovery, a website she has called iHeart Fresno, and just our top three. So, Sarah, glad you had a good weekend. We'll be right back.
Well, don't you go anywhere when you're down and broke. Well, I'll love you there. Now all your life there's gonna be.
All right, we are back, and we are back with a friend of mine and a friend of the Well Community Church, considering she works there.
What am I? Chop liver? She's my friend, too.
I'm talking right now. No, I don't know.
Let me take over. Hi, we're here with my friend, Cam.
Hi.
This is getting awkward. Now I feel like
there is some serious hostility in this room right now. So we apologize, Cam, to bring you into this hostile environment. How dare us? Cam, we want to kind of get to know you a little bit and get to know what you do at the Well. And so, but we're also going to do here in a little bit, we're going to do a top three. So
yes,
are you excited for that?
About the top three. I'm very excited for that.
And a lot of people email in with their top threes. We had read earlier about some top threes from other people for the things to buy at a thrift store. So hopefully people will email in this segment as well.
I hope so, but they won't be right. That'll be unfortunate for them.
Right, right.
Because my top three is the best.
Fair enough. So before we get to top three, Cam, we just kind of want to know who you are and kind of what you do at the Well.
Yes, my name is Cam. Really, Cambria is my name. Cam for short. Abadikian, but I'm going to be Balachi soon, so don't bother trying to learn the hard Armenian last name.
Her soon-to-be husband is really cool.
He's really cool.
I'll shout out. Andrew Balachi. I'm a fan. Can I tell a quick story? Can I tell just one quick thing?
Yes.
This is really brief, but Andrew Balachi, this is not to date him or anything, but he was my high school leader in when I was in high school. He was my co-pastor.
Oh, wow.
He was a great influence, and I kid you not, in all seriousness, who I am today is, I think, accredited to how Andrew led me just as a leader. He was a great leader and was really honest with me.
This is really sweet.
Yeah.
That's a really nice little moment. All right.
Let's not get emotional here. All right. We're here to talk about Cam.
Christian, are you crying?
No.
Oh.
All right. Cam, okay. Keep telling us who you are.
Okay. So I am engaged to Andrew Balachi. We're getting married in 40 days. Very exciting. I am the connections director here at the North Campus for the Well Community Church. So I help new people get involved and help them move from guest to family here. So that's kind of our shtick, our deal, which involves helping with our discovery class and a lot of newcomer events. So I do that. And then I also am on the bucket sometimes. So you might have...
Yes. Cam, did you know, and I have to give you a little bit of credit here because this whole podcasting, spout casting, whatever you want to call it, I saw the bucket and I said, gosh, that is so good. And I'm super jealous, but I am scared of being on the camera.
I'll one up you.
Yeah, let me one up you, Cam.
I'm going to do this once a week.
Yeah. Well, no, honestly, like I saw that and I was like, gosh, I hate being on camera. I'm not a camera person, but how fun would it be to do something of that similarity? And so when I see you guys, you and Brandon on the podcast or the bucket, I'm like, gosh, that is so cool. I'm so happy that they're announcing things. It's always funny.
It's really fun.
Yeah. Always funny.
It's really fun to watch Kevin Dinkin anytime.
Yes.
In any place.
He's super funny.
He's super funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So discovery class.
Yes.
This is something that you were talking about. And what exactly is a discovery class?
A discovery class, there's kind of two reasons somebody would come to a discovery class. And if you're new to the well, it's a great chance to hear. Number one, you get 4 hours with Brad, which his schedule is
that
really
is fun.
That is fun happens. And that never happens.
I really just want to say one thing. Sorry to interject once again, but
you interject a lot on this show. I realize
that. Okay.
Okay.
Just you say 4 hours with Brad, but the one time I went to Discovery, I've actually been to two Discoveries, but yeah. One Discovery I went to, Brad was only there for two of the hours. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I didn't get 4 hours with Brad.
He doesn't like to share Discovery. It's kind of his little baby.
Okay.
So we tried to get him to pry his hands off it. He won't. He refuses to. He loves it.
That's nice.
Discovery is at the North Campus.
So it's at the North Campus. It's from 8:30 to 1. It's one Saturday a month, pretty much. It's 10 a year, so we take a couple months off. But there's one coming up March 26th.
This Saturday.
And what time is this on Saturday?
At 8:30 in the morning, and we serve breakfast, and Chick-fil-A graciously provides lunch for us.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Every Discover class. So you get lots of free food. You get time with Brad. So if you're a new person, it's a great chance to hear a little bit more about who we are. And if you've been coming a long, long time, and you are one of those anti-establishment well people who refuses to do what we tell you to do.
That's me.
You should come too.
That's not me. So, Cam, at Discovery, I've been to Discovery a couple times, but what would be the format of it? Like, what does the 4 hours look like, in a sense?
Yeah, you get a session of the well history, our theology. There's an Ask Anything section with Brad.
Anything.
So it's like Stump the Pastor, theology questions, whatever you can throw at him, make him prove how much training he had in seminary. It's wonderful. It's different every time. So even though I've been to about a million Discovery classes, it's still interesting to me. And then we go over the Your Unique Design, which if you don't know what that is, you've heard all these weird persister harmonizer.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about
them here.
What
are you, Cam?
I am a harmonizer persister.
Oh, nice. Yes. Welcome to the persister club.
Yes, here we are.
I'm an intense, crazy person, which is awesome.
But you also have a heart for people.
And I have a heart for people.
Okay.
Yeah, I live in constant conflict. It's wonderful.
I'm also, it's hard. It's wonderful. Yeah.
There is, once again, Cam said there is a Discovery.
Yes.
This Saturday. 8:30 to 1. And you get 4 hours with Brad. I didn't even get 4 hours with Brad. So, and remember, you can get breakfast and lunch, correct? But Cam, you said that you're a harmonizer. You care about people, about the heart.
Yes.
Something that you do on the side.
A little side gig.
And this is kind of my little side gig. So I feel like we've got these two side gigs. Sarah as well. This is her side gig.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm trying to include more people. But more people you have a website. It's basically called iHeartFresno. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
iHeartFresnoCA.com. Basically, I've lived in Fresno my whole life. A gal, Jo Monique James, and I write just our favorite little places here. We realize that there are a lot of neat things. There's kind of a movement happening in Fresno of going local and promoting local business. And we really want to just shout out places and things that we love about Fresno. It gets a lot of trash talked about it, but we love the city, so we really wanted to just be a positive influence about
what kind of trash does gets talked about your website or talked
about
Fresno?
Fresno.
Okay, I'm like, geez, people are mean.
I'm just kidding.
And so along the lines of your website, Cam, we thought, you know what? I like Fresno. I've been here 2 years and I'm a fan of Fresno and I'm still adjusting, still learning new things. But something that I've kind of found are basically what I would consider hidden gems in Fresno. Places that
hidden
treasures in Fresno that not many people know about, but you know about and I know about some places and Sarah knows about some places. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of wanted to do a top three favorite hidden gems in Fresno.
I love it. Let's do it.
Sarah, are you down?
Absolutely.
So let's start with our number three, hidden joy gem, whatever in Fresno. Is that fair? Sarah, can we start with you?
Yes.
Okay,
three is called House of Kebab, and it is a Mediterranean restaurant on Fresno and Alluvial, and it is delicious. Pilaf, chicken, garlic stuff, pita chips, hummus. It's delicious. Absolutely delicious. And they have really good iced tea also. Ooh. So, and it's like.
Is it a hard place to find?
No, it's near, kind of near the Sal's. It's at Alluvial in Fresno.
I think
Dugout Cookies is also right next door too. So delicious. You guys should all check it out.
As an Armenian, I can tell you it is legit Armenian food.
There you go.
Grandma would approve.
Cam, what is your number three?
My number three is the Frosted Cakery down in the tower.
Yummy.
Oh my goodness, these girls are amazing. They're super creative. They even make gluten-free cupcakes. They make a bacon French toast cupcake.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable. So if you like sweet and savory, a salted caramel cupcake. And they even make this like espresso cupcake with Cafe Corazon espresso. And it's unbelievable. And cake pops, which are the new thing. And I didn't know this, but I've only had a dry, disgusting cake pop, so I was not a fan. But then I went to the Frosted Cakery, and they made me try theirs. And they are gooey and delicious, and you must have one.
And that is in the Tower District, correct?
In the Tower District on Wishon.
Okay, well, let's get my number three, because my number three is also in the Tower District. It is a, I wouldn't call it small. It's actually a big building in the Tower District area. It's actually a Mexican restaurant called El Conchito Contito. I believe that's how you say it. Now, let me tell you about this place, guys, because have you ever gone into one of those authentic, like, Hispanic restaurants? And you know it's authentic when there's about a zillion knickknacks all over the place. Yes. And it's just these little tacky things all over. It's same with Chinese food restaurants. Uh-huh. Just all, you know, every Chinese food restaurant has the cat with like the waving hand or whatever. Same kind of thing, but this is for your burritos, your tacos, whatever. And it's super good. They make an incredible burrito. And one of our listeners, his name is Jeremiah Spears. He loves to order what is called the sopas there. And they're super good. So El Conchito Contito is baller. You should check it out.
Baller.
Yeah.
That's an adjective.
Sarah, what is your number two?
Number two is also in Tower. It's called Charlotte's Bakery. And they make breads and baked goods and delicious sandwiches. And that is on Olive and, oh, now I don't know. Somewhere. It's on Olive. Yeah, you know, it's on Tower. I can't think which street it's off of. But it's also delicious. Charlotte's Bakery. Go check it out for a really good sandwich.
Cam, number two hidden gem in Fresno.
My number two is maybe my, I don't know. It's so wonderful. Parma Restaurant on Herndon and Marks.
Heard of it, yes.
Elena is the owner, and she's actually from the city of Parma in Italy. Homemade, amazing Italian food. Homemade pasta. She's there every night, comes to every table. It's like you're saying, the knickknacks. It's like, looks like it was designed in 1992. So it's a little outdated. So you walk in and it's next to Save Mart. So you're like, am I in the right place? This is like a nice Italian restaurant, but it looks like a really tacky diner. And you're like, yes, you are in the right place.
Yeah. Does Andrew enjoy going with you? Because I know he's Italian.
Andrew loves going there. And he's going to be kind of mad. I told people he likes keeping secret places secret. So we have.
Well, actually, good for him. We don't have a million listeners.
I know. So.
I'm going to go. I like it. I love Italian food.
So I actually have a blog about Parma. So that's
at iHeartFresno.ca.
iHeartFresno.com. We have not. So that's a.
Wait, is it iHeartFresno.ca or iHeartFresno.ca.com?
iHeartFresno.ca.com.
Gotcha. Okay. My number two, this is not a restaurant or anything like that. It's kind of dorky. I love movies. I'm super into movies. I see movies all the time. But one of the most frustrating things, especially about the Edwards Theater here, kind of in the north area of Fresno, is that it's always packed. And anytime a new movie comes out, like a Twilight, like those Christmas movies, like those summer movies, Iron Man, whatever that may be, you can't ever get in the first day. You can't see a movie the first day. And I'm a stickler for seeing a new release on the first day. If I don't catch the first day, probably won't catch it at all. So with that being said, there's a movie theater in basically southwest Fresno. It's called the United Artists 10 Theater, okay? And there is nobody that goes to this theater. I'm surprised it's still in business.
What are the cross streets?
The cross streets would be, I believe, Shaw and Valentine.
It's way deep in the street.
Oh, okay.
Way
got
deep
it.
Out there. Shaw and Valentine, it's out there. And you kind of have to go underneath that overpass. Yeah. And that's about where people stop, is far west. And so I love this place.
And it's a nice theater.
Stadium seating. The greatest part, though, is whenever there's a new release, there's so many seats. I've never seen the place packed. I've always been able to get a good seat and be able to put my feet up in the seat in front of
me. That's so important.
Yeah. Yes.
Very important.
So I will choose United Artists any day of the week. I love that theater. Shaw and Valentine. That's my number two. Sarah,
awesome.
Number one.
My number one is The Grind. I think we've mentioned it on here before. The Grind is a coffee shop on Champlain and Perrin.
Free Wi-Fi.
What? Free Wi-Fi. Yes. And they, it's owned by some really great people, super friendly. They learn your name. They know your drink. They just are so great. Same people every day.
Do you guys know Joel?
Yes.
Joel is wonderful.
Joel brings a dog, like a dog bowl out to me and my wife every Saturday when we visit with some water in it, and he pets the dog. Love
Joel
it.
Joel is happiest about his job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Rick too. I mean, they're both just so great. They're so great.
Happiest guy.
So it's my favorite. I'm there multiple times a week. Cool. Reading, grabbing coffee, whatever. They have really good wraps for lunch. Yes. Get a wrap. They're delicious.
And you're pretty much guaranteed to see someone from the well.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. For sure.
There was a time. Okay, I'm going to do a Christian thing right now. I'm pulling a Christian. I just turned your name into a verb. So there was a season where I would go to the Grind every Friday morning, and so would Brad and Jen Bell on like their Friday morning date. So it was super awkward because every week I would like crash their date and be at the same place as them. And then one morning I went to Panera to mix it up, to leave them alone, and they came there too.
To try to get away from Cam. And
can we get 5 minutes?
Did you ever bring that up to him and be like, did you guys switch because you were kind of tired of seeing me? Or
I did say, this is getting creepy because I was actually trying to leave you alone on your date. Okay.
That's funny.
So funny.
Cam, what is your number one?
My number one is the Plato's Closet on Shaw and First. I know I'm a little partial because the Andrew Belici is the manager at Plato's Closet. However,
I'm a big fan of that place.
It's wonderful. It's gently used clothing, but it's trendy. And I will be honest, when we first started dating, I was a little nervous because I'm like, man, if Andrew and I break up, I can't go shopping at Plato's anymore. And I get all my clothes from there. The shirt I'm wearing currently is an Urban Outfitters shirt that I got for $3 there.
Nice.
Love that place. It's amazing.
I was telling you this a little while ago, but I was visiting Monterey. And this is more of a props to Andrew more than anything else. I was visiting Monterey, and Monterey has a Plato's Closet.
They do.
And I walked in there, and I was honestly, like, disgusted by the place. It's not like it's smelly or anything like that. It's just Andrew runs a tight ship, and he has a fantastic store. If you've ever been to a Plato's Closet, this is one of the nicer ones.
Well, and he's, like, super – we go out of town a lot, and he has family in Monterey.
Yeah.
And he has to go to every other Plato's Closet to see what they're doing.
Of course.
And he gets sad every time.
And honestly, like, I think Andrew has a good sense of fashion, as do you, Cam. And
I'm glad this has turned into the Brag About Andrew show. It makes me really happy.
Well, I think you guys both have a good sense of fashion. And honestly, that store, I believe, is stocked with better – fashionable clothes. And I really feel like it ranges from like a teeny bopper all the way to your age, my age.
The Kim File, who is also very fashionable, gets all of her clothing pretty much from there as well.
I'm to go
fan. Plato's Closet's fun. It's a great store. My number one, this is gonna sound weird, ladies, but I believe this is a hidden gem. My wife will be thoroughly embarrassed by me telling you all this, but hey, anyways, this is my favorite place to go, especially when my feet start feeling a little bit gross. Because, ladies,
I'm really excited about where this is going.
Yes. I don't know if you've ever seen my feet when I wear sandals. And I wear sandals a lot, but I have pretty nasty feet. And I like to get myself a bit of a pedicure every once in a while.
Wait, there's nothing wrong with the manicure.
No,
I don't
shame.
Like manicures, though. I don't like people touching my fingers, my nails, anything like that.
Okay,
like,
wait.
But
so
your
gross
feet.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
why would your feet be any less gross than your
hands?
Walk us
through this process.
I wear sandals a lot. And I have a lot of stubbed toes, which is why my feet are really gross.
Which is gross.
And my feet constantly smell because they're always, that sweat is rubbing. And right now I'm wearing.
Now here's my problem. One would think, knowing that about your feet, you'd be more grossed out by the idea of someone touching your feet than your hands.
Absolutely not. I love it. They clean my
feet.
We're
just going to have to trust you on that one. Yeah, go ahead.
They do my feet and they are the cheapest in town. Guaranteed cheapest
How
in
much?
Town.
Yeah.
I can get a deluxe, like, Ooh. Manicure, pedicure, which is equals an extended leg massage, for $25.
That's pretty good.
So, is that for, I was about to ask you what color. Is that with a French or is that with a solid color? But you probably don't get your
nails. I don't get my nails. It is French, though, I believe. French is the white part on top, correct? I believe that's French as well, yes.
For 20, okay.
But do you get the clear coat, though?
I actually don't get a coat at all. When I was in high school, though, I used to paint my nails black, so I don't do black.
You were one of those kids.
I was one of those guys, yes.
Did you wear guyliner?
Never, you know, guyliner, Pete Wines hadn't come out with that stuff yet.
Okay.
So Fall Out Boy wasn't big. But
you did have the fake glasses.
Did wear the black rim fake glasses, painted my just my thumbs black. I believe Andrew would probably make fun of me for that.
He does wear the fake glasses still, and he's turning 31. I think it balances out.
Maybe I gave him the great idea of that. But the place, I didn't even say the name of the place. The place is actually, I believe, just called Nails, and it's on Palm and Herndon.
Which, why not just get to the point?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The place is called Nails. It's on Palm and Herndon. It's right next to that Starbucks. There's a Quiznos over there. I believe there's a Sport Clips or something. But this
and
place,
the Broilers.
The Broilers is over there. Yeah. So this place is just called Nails. The thing is, though, place is always packed. It's a packed house. So I wonder if it's not even a hidden gem. People just know it's the cheapest that does a really good job.
Have you ever been there, Cam?
I haven't, but I have been to Vina's on Willow and Herndon, and they have a $25 deluxe pedicure as well. She calls it Vina's special.
It's very good.
It's always going on.
One day I wanted a pedicure because this is embarrassing, but I need stuff called odor eaters.
Do you know no.
I wear shoes without socks, except in the winter. I like to wear socks, especially when it's raining, but I wear shoes without socks. My feet get really stinky. And so I was wearing some odor eaters and I still had some powder on my feet left over. And I get to the pedicure place. I'm searching for a pedicure place. Finally get there, put my foot up, and there's just this powder all over my feet. My feet are disgusting.
Did they laugh at you?
And she looks at me and she looks at my feet and she makes a weird face. I can't really make a face over the air.
Yeah.
Get this. She goes and grabs some gloves. And I'm so embarrassed by it, but whatever.
In a pedicure place, getting a man pedicure, and she had to wear gloves.
I know. It's really gross. So, Cam, before we kind of close out, shout out your website one more time.
iHeartFresnoCA.com.
And, Cam, do you attend all discoveries, most discoveries?
Most discoveries. Ironically, I am not coming to this discovery.
That is okay.
But I will be there. Sarah Wells
will be there.
I'll be in person so you can see what she looks like.
So discoveries happening most every month, we'll say.
Yeah, most every month. We're taking a break next month, but we'll be back in May.
Great. And so it's always basically from 8:30 to 1 o'clock, free breakfast, free lunch. Plus, it's a great time to just learn about the well. And honestly, man, I am struggling with my words today. But honestly, if you go to the well and you've been going or whatever, I really think discovery is just a great time to just remember what the church is all about and kind of remember the roots of the well and just continue to ask questions, learn more about the well.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I literally go to 10 a year and I sincerely enjoy it. It's really a great experience.
And it's fun meeting new people too.
Yeah, absolutely.
New people that are brand new to the church. And
I don't know if you guys
really
still do it, but they sit in round tables.
Yeah, sit around tables so you get to know people. And we actually try to pair people up with people from their campus.
Cool.
So you might actually run into somebody again. So
from Fig or Clovis. Yeah. So Fig, Clovis, they all meet at the same discovery,
yeah,
which is at North.
Yeah, we all come together, yeah.
Great. Awesome. Cam, thanks for being here.
Yeah,
this was
fun.
This was a great interview.
Really,
and sorry, I talked about your boyfriend a lot.
Fiance.
Oh, gosh.
He's kind of wonderful.
So. Yeah, he's a great guy. Cam, thanks for being here once again.
Thanks.
And up next, we'll do some quick announcements, and then we'll be done. Thanks again, Cam. Don't leave your things. Well, don't. All right, we are back.
That
was super fun. Cam,
thanks,
being here. Cam had mentioned about discovery.
Yep.
Just a kind of a quick reiteration of what she was saying. Discovery is most every month.
Mm-hmm. Usually around the last Saturday of every month.
Okay, so yeah, usually around this last Saturday. There is one this Saturday. It's from 8:30 to 1. Basically from 8:30 to 9, you've got yourself some breakfast time.
Yep. And chat time,
hang out, hang loose, all of the above.
Hang loose.
And then from about 12 to 1, you have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to just hang out with these people that you've spent the last 3 hours with.
And you get to eat Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and it's free. And you can just drink as much Chick-fil-A sauce as you want.
With a straw.
With a straw. So that is Discovery this weekend.
I will be there.
Sarah will be there so you can meet her in person. She's a real person.
I am actually real. But you have to sign up.
Yes, you do have to sign up. So you can sign up at our website, www.thewellcommunity.org.
Yep.
And there should be, I believe it's under the About Us logo thing on there.
Yeah, and there's probably a button too for the guild.
Yeah, I think
I'm at the guild.
Discovery. I believe there is actually a button on the website.
Yeah.
Also on the website, I just want to take a quick second to talk about this for a second. My wife is a counselor, mm-hmm. or she's studying to become a counselor. She's not one yet. But just along the lines of counseling, just this past weekend, just even processing how to talk to my family and some of the things we're processing is what is your Nineveh? I know that the Well Community Church has a counseling mm-hmm. center, and we don't need to talk about if we've ever been to counseling or anything like that, but the Well Community Church counseling center is super helpful. Yep. And I don't know. I've just heard a lot of good things about it. Have you heard some good things
Absolutely.
About it?
Absolutely. I've met a lot of the counselors and they're all really great. And I've heard amazing, amazing things about
it. And there is a link on our website, mm-hmm. thewellcommunity.org, that basically says how you can get a hold of a counselor, how you can schedule an appointment.
And it's cheaper than than you will find anywhere.
For sure.
I think $60 for someone who is licensed, and it mm-hmm. is $30 for an intern who they're great.
Yeah. And the counseling center is not only at our North campus, but it's also at our Fig Garden campus. So we're trying to meet you guys where you live.
Yep.
Along the lines of websites and all of the above, we just want to give one quick shout out to our own podcast. So if you want to email us with your top three basic favorite gems in Fresno, not favorite gyms in Fresno, but favorite gems in Fresno, email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. And Sarah, like I did this last week, once again, congratulations, Jeremiah. I will say, look, first one to email us in with your top three favorite gems in Fresno, I'll give them a $5 gift card. How does that sound?
Yep, that sounds great.
And we'll kind of do that on a continual basis. Yep. If you are the first one to email us in, then hey, we will give you a $5 gift card. It doesn't have to be Starbucks. It could be at one of the aforementioned places in our top three.
Yeah, or maybe even one of your top three.
Yes, like I'll give you $5 to a movie. Yeah. At the United as Artists.
That's great.
Whatever that may be. But please email in your top three or just some things that God's doing in your own life mm-hmm. Through the sermons or your Nineveh or through the Jonah series, all of the above. Something we have not done the last 2 weeks, Sarah. Oh, wait, one quick thing. Also, add us on Facebook, the Well Community Church Spout Podcast. Literally type that in, the Well Community Church Spout Podcast. Like us on there. We'll tell you guys, we'll update you guys on when the new episodes are coming up, mm-hmm. When we're going to re-record so you can get your top threes in and whatnot. So go there. Sarah, you like us, right?
I do. Of course I do.
I think we're up to 20 followers now. But I will say this, Sarah. These people that like us or whatever, what I've kind of noticed is a lot of people have only listened to the first episode. Mm-hmm. Now they're catching up with the second one.
Yep.
And the first episode, we didn't even have the Facebook page. Yep. So out of the 50 listeners that listened last week or that at least acknowledged that the Spout Podcast even exists.
At least went to our webpage.
Yeah, at least went to our webpage. Please add us on Facebook, Well Community Church Spout Podcast.
Yep.
Last thing I wanted to do is just do some quick thank yous. Sarah, I don't feel like we've done this the last 2 weeks, and I feel really bad. Do you feel bad?
Well, now I do.
Yeah, you should feel pretty bad, because I feel pretty awful.
Wow, okay.
But I want to give just some shout-outs to my friend Sarah Wells.
That's me.
Just listening to me blabber for 50 minutes.
No, it's great.
Actually, that was a serious thank you, but thank you to someone who works at the Well named Karen Price. She is the one that even gave us permission to do this.
Thank you, Karen.
Yes, thank you, Karen, for letting me do this and letting me kind of just communicate what I wanted to communicate about the Well and how mm-hmm. much I love the Well, and thanks for letting me and Sarah just be a part of the Well as a whole and the whole, I guess, community of the Well that's created on the website.
Yeah.
Yep. And another thank you is a person named Jeff Richmond. Yep. Do you know Jeff Richmond?
Yes, I do.
Most people may not know Jeff Richmond, but he actually is in charge of the website, www.thewellcommunity.org. Mm-hmm. He's in charge of a few other websites that the Well has. But for the most part, Jeff does that. And Jeff is actually the one who takes our MP3 and puts it on the website.
Yeah.
And so we thank him.
Yep. He is kind of a behind the scenes type of guy. So he does a ton that you don't even know about.
Yes. And he's super great, super awesome. And so we say thank you to Jeff and Karen.
Yep.
Do you have any thank yous?
Oh, I wasn't even prepared for that. I want to thank
my Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to thank Jane and I don't know. I'm just making stuff up.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, I've already gave a shout out to my dad. Hi, Mom.
All right. Now well, thank you guys too. For listening, and we hope that you guys continue to listen. We hope we even have a show next week. So,
I mean, it is up to you to keep this show
to make
going.
That happen. All right. Well, you guys have a good week. Make sure you email us in.
I thought you were going to say make sure you eat right. I don't know why.
Make sure you eat right and
eat
email
right.
Us.
Email us. Exercise.
Have a great week. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Well, don't leave your things. Believe there's gonna be.